Thousands of Iraqis have gathered at a mass grave discovered about 60 miles south of Baghdad. Many are looking for missing relatives. Local people say 3,000 bodies have been removed so far in what is being described as the largest grave found to date, and thousands more may still be buried. Human rights experts fear that valuable evidence is disappearing for future trials of leaders from Saddam Hussein's regime. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports from the town of Hilla.
Farmers once grew crops here in this field. Now a yellow backhoe takes great chunks out of the barren ground. About 1,000 Iraqis watch, held back by a coil of barbed wire. Many hold photographs of missing relatives. A clot of shouting men comes rumbling over a hill of excavated dirt. In the middle is Ahmed Chalabi, head of the Iraqi National Congress, an Iraqi expatriate who wants to build a new government. He also wants to show the local people he cares. The men are shouting at him. "I lost 4 brothers," says one. "Help me find them." "See what we have suffered," says another. A man says Chalabi cannot help. He gets punched. Nearby, a group of U.S. Marines watches.
Most of the excavations that they're digging up are males, although there are women and children as well. I think the youngest I've seen has been about like a 5-year-old little girl. You can tell by the size of the dress.
Lieutenant Colonel David Rabadi says the Marines are here to help with tents and plastic bags for remains, but not to excavate or to protect the site. Rabadi says Dr. Rafit Husseini is in charge. He can be found down by the main pit.
I'm here not by teacher of doctor or scientist. I'm here with my neighbor, my friends, my members of my village, and I'm also searching for my relatives. But because I'm educated and I'm doctor, I become the manager of those volunteers.
Husseini half smiles at this notion. This is not managed, it's simply contained. He leads the way inside the barbed wire perimeter.
Most of what they're bringing up are clothes. There's not a lot in terms of a skeleton. You've got skulls, lower jaws gone, a jumble of bones, brown from dirt, and rags. The most intact part of any of this are sandals. Sandals everywhere.
The backhoe creaks like an old door. Volunteers kneel and pick through each shovelful of dirt. When they find bones, they put them in a clear plastic bag. A man finds an ID card in the dirt and wipes it clean with his thumb. He calls for a record keeper. The man they have dug up has a first name, Muhammad, and a national ID number. The bag is numbered and carried away. Watching all this is Peter Buchart with the group Human Rights Watch. He believes most of the dead were killed in 1991 after the failed uprising against Saddam Hussein. But how many of the buried died fighting and how many were murdered may never be known.
Exhuming a mass grave with a bulldozer is like going pigeon hunting with a tank. It's making our work very difficult.
With each sweep of the backhoe, evidence of crimes against humanity is lost. Bullets and shell casings, blindfolds, hands bound at the wrist. These are signs of mass murder. Graves should be exhumed with trowels and paintbrushes. A chain of evidence must not be broken before the day of a trial.
The failure is not on the part of the desperate relatives who've come here to look for their missing. It's on the part of the U.S. coalition forces who have not brought in the kind of forensic experts who are needed to exhume these graves.
Ali! 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 Ali!
A young man walks through the crowd, tearfully cradling a plastic bag. He's found his uncle. His friends say it was his uncle who was supposed to raise him and his brothers back in 1991 when he was just a boy. One of the volunteers climbs on the roof of a white truck and gathers the crowd around him. He reads the latest tally of victims identified today. The crowd is quiet now. Away from the crowd, a middle-aged man squats on a hillock of turned earth and smokes. Next to him lies a bag of bones and clothing. The man's name is Nima Ubais. The bones belong to his brother Musafir. My brother had been a captive in Iran, he said. They said he was cooperating with the Iranians, so they decided to punish the family. The Ba'ath Party did. They came to our home, they took my brothers. I found one just now. The other brother. So Ubais will stay, he says, until they read his other brother's name. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Hillah.